From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is expected to sign the newly approved health care bill at a ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House tomorrow. The president hailing last night's 219-212 vote on the Senate bill and a separate vote on amendments to the bill as a victory. At the signing ceremony today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the approval of the health care bill is a significant step for the American people.
We believe the legislation that we have gives all people in our country the liberty to have healthier lives.
The bill passed without a single Republican yes vote. Republican leader Mitch McConnell among those promising to continue working to oppose the legislation on procedural grounds.
Democrats may have won their vote last night, but they lost the argument, and they've lost the trust of the American people.
Some states' attorneys general are already vowing to fight the health care bill, saying they will sue over state sovereignty issues. The Obama administration is reminding taxpayers to keep an eye out for some new tax breaks when they file the returns this year. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
The IRS says the average tax refund this year is more than $3,000, an increase of almost 10% from a year ago. Vice President Biden says much of that increase comes from new tax breaks in the government's economic stimulus program, including a $400 tax credit for most workers, and additional tax breaks for people buying homes, cars, or paying for college.
Hardworking folks, this extra cash in their pockets in tight times can make an astounding difference in terms of their attitudes as well.
About half of all taxpayers have yet to file their 2009 returns. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Community group ACORN says it will shut down. The decision follows months of struggle after Congress cut off the controversial group's funding. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
ACORN has been under siege since the release last year of embarrassing undercover videos. They showed ACORN workers advising a couple pretending to be a pimp and a prostitute on how to conceal their activities. Congress quickly cut off millions of dollars in funding for the group, which used the money to advise low-income individuals on housing and other issues. A federal judge has since ruled that move unconstitutional, but many of ACORN's state chapters have already shut down or reorganized into new groups. In a statement, ACORN says it will close its remaining state chapters by April 1st and make plans to phase out all other operations. CEO Bertha Lewis has blamed an unwarranted right-wing attack for the group's demise, although ACORN officials have admitted that the group was poorly managed over the years. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Telecommunications giant AT&T has announced the first phone being offered by Dell for the U.S. market will be called the Aero. The phone, which will be based on Dell's Mini 3 phone, is already being sold in China and Brazil. No word yet on pricing. Wall Street hailed last night's approval of the health care bill with a 43-point gain today. The Dow was up to 10,785. This is NPR. Former President George W. Bush and Bill Clinton are touring the capital of earthquake-ravaged Haiti today. The visit is part of an ongoing effort to raise aid and investment for the country following the devastating earthquake in January that claimed more than 200,000 lives. Two were also planning to meet with Haiti's president, tour the collapsed National Palace, and visit a tent city where 60,000 homeless earthquake survivors are staying. The grandson of composer Richard Wagner has died at the age of 90 in Germany. Wolfgang Wagner was the longtime leader of the Beirut Opera Festival dedicated to his grandfather's works. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports the festival announced his death on its website.
His life was less grand opera than soap opera. For over 50 years, Wolfgang Wagner guarded his grandfather's legacy at the festival known for its cult-like following among Wagner devotees and for its ties with Adolf Hitler during World War II. Wagner's son wrote a book accusing his father of failing to properly renounce the family's history of anti-Semitism, and he fought bitterly and very publicly with other family members and festival administrators over its control. He also suffered criticism from opera fans who said he had the job only because of his name. Still, Wolfgang Wagner helped make Beirut a premier destination for opera fans worldwide, with a notorious 10-year wait for tickets. Wagner stepped down 3 years ago in declining health. He was succeeded by his two daughters. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Discount airline JetBlue apparently won't be leaving New York, at least for now. The airline, which reportedly had been considering pulling up stakes and moving its headquarters to Orlando, says it will stay. Moving would have been a major culture change for JetBlue, which made its first flight from JFK International. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.